Welcome to the latest edition of our podcast series, both audio and video. I'm Stephen Tubbs, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time on News Talk 710 in Denver. As we record this, it is the eve of the preliminary hearing for Dr. James Craig. He'll be in court as we record this tomorrow morning in the Arapahoe County Justice Center for his preliminary hearing, and it is expected to last at least a half a day. Since we have been doing these a little less frequently, I wanted to go through maybe some of the final pages of the arrest affidavit and also give you just maybe a little bit more of a summary as to how we got to this point. Keep in mind that there are six children involved in this, and we like to start and finish every episode by saying it's not lost on any of us connected with the podcast series, certainly not on me as a father, that six children are permanently without a mother. And since the early part of this year, they have been without a father as well. Another note that we like to say is, because it is fact, Dr. Jim Craig, my former dentist at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora, is innocent until proven guilty. But we could get some damning information as soon as tomorrow morning. Now, Angela Craig, I did their advertising at Summerbrook Dental when I was at another radio station for many, many years. I knew Angela not well. I knew Dr. Craig much better earlier this year when I was in court, and we have talked about this on previous episodes. When I had eye contact with Jim Craig in court, that was the first time that I had had eye contact with him since literally I received a root canal from him several years ago. It is still one of the most bizarre stories, even to this point, that I have covered and to a certain weird extent been a part of in more than three decades of my career. So what happened? Well, the allegations are that Jim Craig poisoned to death Angela via her protein shakes with some kind of poison. Was it arsenic? Was it potassium cyanide? Angela Craig would be hospitalized three different times earlier this year, twice at Parker Adventist Hospital and once at University Hospital, where she would pass on March 18th of this year. There was an investigation at the time of her death. The investigation with the Aurora Police Department was well underway. The affidavit, pretty damning, about as damning as I've come across in my career, more than 50 pages put together by a female Aurora Police detective. It's unclear at this point if she will be one of the witnesses at the preliminary hearing tomorrow. This is being handled in Colorado's 18th Judicial District with District Attorney John Kellner. I do expect to hear a little bit more about autopsy results. We have reached out as part of my job to see if there's been any kind of public information in addition to the original statement, which basically stated these things take a while. It could be weeks or months. Well, it has been weeks or months, and it'll be interesting at the prelim tomorrow to see if information comes out. Jim Craig was under investigation for the poisoning of his wife when she died. And a judge, a magistrate, actually signed the arrest warrant or the arrest affidavit late in the evening of Saturday, March 18th. It would be just hours later that Jim Craig was arrested at his home on Sunday, March 19th, and he has been in custody ever since. We've gone over the incredible text messages, and yes, I realize that at some points it may have seemed salacious to go through the private text messages between husband and wife, but to me, so many at minimum red flags, especially knowing what we know now. With that said, again, innocent until proven guilty. The last time we did our podcast series, Dr. Jim Craig had made an appearance for a bond hearing. And keep in mind, as you watch this, the night before the preliminary hearing, he is being held on a $10 million cash, all cash bond. This is not something you can go to a bail bondsman and say, put down your house as collateral and 10%. This is $10 million cash. And that is why Jim Craig has remained in custody. And when you come to think about the enormous amount of not only sadness in this story, not only the loss, not only the myriad questions about how could this possibly even be in these allegations, you also have to think about, first and foremost, I think, the six children, the family, the friends, the neighbors. How about the employees at Summerbrook Dental, which is now completely closed down? There's Jim Craig's business partner and his wife, who were at University Hospital at the bedside of a dying Angela Craig. And it was only when the allegations are, according to the arrest affidavit, that Jim Craig left the room, that the business partner pulled a nurse aside and said, "Have you all checked for poisoning?" And the amount of stress in that room and in that situation is, to me, just unfathomable. You also have members of the LDS Church and the church community, leaders, and so forth. There are so many tentacles to this story. And of course, when it comes to this type of story, you've got national, in fact, international attention. And I expect that there will be producers from all of the major networks there in court, certainly tomorrow. It also needs to be said, there are allegations of an affair. And you can read about that if you have gone over the arrest affidavit. The allegations that Jim Craig was addicted to pornography, had gambling debts. We went over earlier in the podcast series some of the bankruptcy papers, and he was anywhere between $1.8 million to $2.1 million underwater. There were financial stressors and concerns about the fate and the well-being of Summerbrook Dental, his business, and also allegations of marital problems within the Angela and Jim Craig marriage. The allegations are spelled out. You see screenshots and so forth of the allegations that he is having an affair with an orthodontist from Austin, Texas. That just adds to the salaciousness. And if you will forgive me, folks at, say, Entertainment Tonight, I think that's what brings those types of entities with their different types of interests as well. We have really, really tried on this podcast series, again, both audio and video, to present the facts. It's almost impossible, because I still can't believe even the allegations, that maybe some of my opinion may slightly have come into play. But truly, I hope you would agree that we've done, for the most part, almost as good a job as we possibly could in sticking to the facts, especially with that 50 plus page arrest affidavit. We talked about the text messages. Jim Craig, of course, is being held on first degree murder after deliberation. Angela Craig, she was poisoned via something. And will we get more information as the preliminary hearing continues and finally wraps up tomorrow? I have been told by District Attorney John Kellner, the DA in the 18th Judicial District here in Colorado, that because the bar has been lowered because of some various court rulings here in the state of Colorado, what normally could have been a full day or even over into 2 days of a preliminary hearing, the DA told me a couple of weeks ago that this could be maybe 3 to 4 hours. I'm planning on maybe double that, but there will be multiple witnesses that are expected to be called. I wanted to go over, as we wrap up this, on the eve of the preliminary hearing for Dr. James Craig. We talked about certainly the alleged searches that were found on a computer in dental exam room number 9 at Summerbrook Dental earlier this year. Some of those searches in late February of 2023. Among them, one of the searches, according to the arrest affidavit, is arsenic detectable in autopsy. Talks about different chemicals and different agents: polonium, mercury, cyanide, arsenic. And we've gone over that. One thing that we haven't discussed is there were also searches on this computer in dental exam room number 9. I'll read right from page 32. In this portion of the search, there is information regarding oleandrin from the oleander plant and how to make poison from oleander. The affidavit includes screenshots from, in this case, on this particular day in late February, 2:09 p.m. Mountain Time to 2:39 p.m. Mountain Time. We've gone over that. If you believe the arrest affidavit, this was not an individual alleged to be Dr. Jim Craig. This was not just someone rushing in, looking to the left, to the right, is anybody watching, plugging in something on the computer, looking up something, and then logging out. These were multiple minutes on end searching for, again, from by oleander to what is detectable in an autopsy, how much arsenic does it take to kill a person, etc. Truly still remarkable. One of the searches popped up, and again, a screenshot in the arrest affidavit, talks about what is a perfect poison. And then there was the order placed with Midland Scientific on March 9th, 2023. Keep in mind that Angela Craig would be dead March 18th. He would be in custody just 10 days after the alleged order placed by Jim Craig to Midland Scientific. The person that he's going back and forth with on the computer, and I'm going to read something here which I find is truly fascinating. They're going back and forth on email. He's trying to buy potassium cyanide at this point, and the company, Midland Scientific, provides a PDF, and it is a PDF called the Restricted Item Usage Statement Form. The form, I'm reading from the affidavit, provided the details needed to be filled out by James for his purchase of the specific product. That product, allegedly potassium cyanide, reading from the affidavit, James responded by stating he was a surgeon performing a craniofacial reconstruction. James said he is using this chemical to check and see if it will help with layering of alternative metals. Close quote. So they go on, and a bit later on, the order is placed, the order is paid for, and there is on page 41 of the arrest affidavit, quote, James then responds to the employee at Midland Scientific about the delivery delay and stated, quote, it was inconvenient. He stated he will shuffle some things around and then get the delivery Friday, March 10th. Now, keep in mind, it was that Friday, the delivery date, that according to the arrest affidavit, Craig tells his office staff, I'm getting something important on this date. Whatever you do, don't open it. Well, the person that he was talking to, that individual didn't. As I've said on the podcast series before, whoops. Somebody else at Summerbrook Dental did, in fact, open it. And that's where I think, truly, not only the business partner and his wife at University Hospital bedside on the Wednesday before Angela Craig would pass, not only did I think the House of Cards really started to crumble there, most certainly everything came falling down when the package was opened and then an employee at Summerbrook Dental contacted the business partner in that phone call we've talked about before, as the business partner and his wife leave the hospital, University Hospital, on that Wednesday, the phone conversation that reportedly took place, and that's when the business partner said, Jim, stop talking, get a lawyer. So that's basically where we are. We'll have much more, of course, in a very recent or very soon to be released podcast series as well. We'll be in court as Dr. Jim Craig, father of six, accused of poisoning to death his wife. It will be, in fact, fascinating to be in the courtroom, and we'll stick to the facts, but we'll certainly bring it to you. And before we wrap up this edition, we like to every time just remind you that there are six children, and though three of them are considered adults, 18 or over, their lives have been temporarily ruined. And if you can, you'll see the GoFundMe. They're still a little short of their goal. It's the Angela Pray Craig Children's Fund. We're happy to pass that information along. You can go to GoFundMe.com and certainly donate if you wish. We'll be back soon with a recap of the preliminary hearing for Dr. James Craig, my former dentist at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora. For our producer, Mark Crowley, I'm Stephen Tubbs. We appreciate you watching, and we'll talk to you next time.